Make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. See Chicago, 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV.
All right, we are back at the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Yes, we are.
We have got Connor Murphy joining us. He's nice. Our private Black Hawk, as we like to call him. He's the guy, he just works for us directly. Every once in a while, he gets on the ice, and then he works for us. That's how that. I don't know, Connor, if you're aware of that, but that's part of your new deal. All right,
yeah, part-time player and then full-time. You guys, yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right. Doesn't that sound great?
All right, well, let's talk about Monday night. It seemed to me, and I don't know if I'm making this up in my mind. But it seemed to me, after the first 10 minutes of the game, the second 10 minutes of the first period, it's like all that we anticipated to see on the ice as Blackhawks fans kind of came to fruition. It was like the speed was up, the aggressiveness was up, and then that's the Blackhawks team we've been waiting to see. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's true. I think we've been doing a lot of talking about trying to get our full team game together and getting newer players this year, getting them all, everyone on the same page, and kind of trying to revamp our identity to be a playoff team. Something that we've been working on, and we're a step closer with obviously finally getting a win and having spurts of that game and more of the game than the ones before, being the team we want to be.
It's been fun to watch so far because the physicality's up over the past two years. I'm not going to get into the stat geeky stuff, but the Blackhawks have been out hit. Is this something you guys talked about going into the season, or is be more physical as a team?
I don't know if we talk about it. It might be more of a personnel thing. We saw that, and we have some physical players. Brian Carpenter, we got, and Jake Ajoa, really physical forwards, and Adir have good size and can use their bodies too. So I think it's a little more of just how guys play, and knowing that's still a big part of the game. That if you can take over in that part of it, it'll help you a lot.
Andrew Shaw had one of the great hits of the 21st century on Monday night.
Yeah.
I think you were on the ice at that moment, if I'm not mistaken.
I saw it. It was one of those. You saw the replay and the guy's head went forward, down, almost straight back. Like, it looked like his neck, I don't know, it was that flexible. Shawzy got a big, and I don't think he was looking. And that's one thing Shawzy can do is he can time those. And they're all clean, too. That's what's great about him. Did one preseason they gave him a penalty for that was clean that I'm sure they're just trying to settle everyone down. But
yeah, so they know what they've got there.
He's known for being those big ones, yeah.
Yeah, I think he took at least one, maybe two trips to the penalty box on Monday. And, and you know, there's something about him sitting in the penalty box. It's very slap shot. He's got that expression on his face, like, I know I should be here, but it doesn't matter because when I'm going out, I'm going to do it again. It's kind of the thing.
It's almost like, I noticed even in practice today, his helmet's on the verge of falling off all the time. He's just going out being scrappy. So it definitely brings energy.
That is awesome.
Yeah, what kind of spark does he bring? Because Blackhawks fan fell in love with the guy in his first stint here. Now he's back. But now that you have a chance to play alongside him, it's got to be a spark when he's on the ice, right?
Yeah, you can see it. I mean, it's the same stuff playing with him as you can see as a fan. He's fearless, and this player, doesn't matter who he's going up against, he's getting in their face, and he's willing to take hard hits and cheap shots to get to the net and try to help score, and he'll do whatever it takes.
He also looks twice as big as he actually is on the ice. You know, there's something about him that he plays big. And it's just he's so fast, and he's just fearless, and he just wants to. He is reckless with his body. You could tell when he was 10 years old, he could not keep his hands to himself. He's one of those guys, right? He was constantly pushing guys and chasing people. It was you could tell what the guy was like. All right, now Columbus Blue Jackets are coming to town, and that's you actually have a tough stretch ahead here as you look at this, and you needed to get this one under your belt. Really, really important. Obviously, Edmonton, you know, they were playing great coming into the United Center. Columbus is playing well coming into the United Center. What do you guys have to do to get past them Friday night?
Yeah, they lost a couple of their big players to free agency, and they're known to be kind of a harder working, checking team that Tortorella, their coach, has kind of stapled into the way they play. And it's just, I think the biggest thing that we've just been focusing on is how we can, like we talked about before, get to our game and play the best we can for the whole time to try to be at that high level, and then that's when the wins will come. So knowing to take advantage of these home games, and no matter who we're playing, we got to be a team that can be hard to play against in Chicago.
Was it sort of a relief to get that first victory, Connor? I mean, you guys were having a little difficulty holding the lead. You beat an Oilers team that was 5-0, and all five of their victories were comeback wins. They obviously know how to work themselves back into a game, but was it a relief to get that first win of the season, especially against a team that came in hot?
Yeah, it was. It was tough because we obviously didn't have as many games as everyone else these first week and a half. With us being overseas and coming back and having a bit of a break, 5 or 6 days in between games. So only having 3 or 4 games, and everyone else has played 6 or so. So it's nice to get that first one, just to kind of get that feeling back right away again, and remember that how much more fun it is to win, and just to know that some work that you're putting in is starting to get rewarded. So yeah, winning's obviously way better, and we know how important it is to play the game that we know how to play to get more of those.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, just watching it on the ice, you just saw all of a sudden there was a moment. We were all sitting together during the game, and it was right at that moment, about the 10-minute mark in the first period, was mm-hmm. the moment where all of a sudden all the phases were working. You guys were attacking the puck, you were moving. So much in those the first three games coming into the season, four games coming into the season. You know, the other team was in your end way longer than they should have been, and now it seems like you've balanced out the ice. This feels like the Blackhawks team that Blackhawks fans are really anticipating. And let me point something out. Monday night was the 500th consecutive sellout at the United Center.
How about that?
That's amazing.
Is a big, big, big deal, and that's a streak that they want to obviously continue here.
Yeah, it's a reputation that the Hawks as organization and the city and the fans have definitely earned over the years, and just players that come here on the road, they know that it's just a reputation knowing it's going to be like that. And there's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere that you can't get in most cities. So definitely fortunate to be here.
All right, okay, and then it's pretty busy. You get three consecutive nights off here. I think that's going to be one of your longest stretches now before the All-Star break, right?
I mean,
I think it's your longest stretch of not having to be somewhere. So congratulations to you guys on it. Are you up to anything bad? That's what I want to know right now.
No, I don't know. I'm just sitting here in my apartment, just hanging out. Nothing.
Okay.
Not bothering anybody.
We can see his apartment from our offices.
Can. Wave to us, Connor.
So flick the lights so we know you're watching.
And I want to make sure that there's not. I want to see if there's people hiding behind the couch or anything. I just wanted to make sure. It's okay. All right. He's good to go.
You guys hold me accountable, so I'm staying good.
Right. Exactly. Well, you're our private Blackhawk.
Lights out early. Right. Need you fresh, Connor.
That's right. Get home safe. All right, Connor Murphy. Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Connor.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he is, Connor Murphy, our private Chicago Blackhawk.
I liked him when he used to walk over to the studio, but I know he's busy now, so he can't do that. Got other things to worry about.
Legs up, relax a little bit.
You know, he's such a nice young man.
I think he
believed us for a second, like turn your lights on. Okay, hold on.
Hang on.
Which one, the bathroom or the family room?
Okay.
That's how hockey players
are. Yeah, all right, I'll do it. Hold on, I got it.
I'm surprised you didn't ask him about a certain football game coming up, bro. I thought you were going to lead with
that. No, I was not going to
go with
that. He's an Ohio State guy. He didn't go to Ohio State, but he's from Columbus.
He grew up in Ohio.
Right. And so he's, even though he's got a Canadian accent,
Way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can't ask any questions about that.
Right. Just can't do it. But he is, they played really well. It's very fun.
Yes, it was a great night.
I feel so much better now. Sorry. I didn't want to say this because I don't want to jinx it, but I don't want anybody to get mad,
mm-hmm.
right? But it was like those first four games. I'm like, oh my god, no! This was the problem last year.
Yeah.
And then Monday night, I mean, we all saw it happen.
Monday was a full 60-minute game. They hadn't had that. They had maybe a good first period, a good third period. The second period would give them some problems. That was a full 60-minute game.
There was a high sticking on the an Edmonton Oiler, and I swear to God, I thought that Lapka was going to climb over into the penalty box and start punching the guy.
Oh, I got even with him. Why do you think my face looks like this?
It was a battle on the ice.
It does look like a hockey injury, come to think of it.
You have like all your teeth. I am on the team.
It was like that looks like something that happened to Shaw. That hit that Andrew Shaw laid on Monday night.
Beautiful.
I just want to say it was right in back of the Hawks goal. He actually came off his skates and it was like almost like head first into this guy's chest.
But completely clean. And it instigated a penalty from the Oilers because they were so mad. It was a clean hit. There was no penalty on Shaw for it. The Oilers got upset about it. And then I forget who it was, but they had to go to roughing. So he delivered a hit and got a penalty from the Oilers.
She tried to climb over the penalty box at that point, too. The funny thing is, Shaw, immediately after he laid the hit, he looked at the ref.
His helmet came off.
And he comes, okay, all right, did I? And it was clean, and he was like celebrating. He literally did like his arms in the air celebration. Okay, that was a clean hit. And then next thing you know, all hell breaks loose on the ice. But it is just so much fun to have him because he's an agitator, right? That is an actual position in hockey, is a guy who agitates and that makes things happen in places. And he's an interrupter. He's got his stick is constantly on the ice. He's constantly moving in the right direction.
But off the ice, he's super nice. Remember, he gave me my birthday cake.
Oh, that's right.
Birthday cake. He hand delivered it during the Blackhawks convention.
These hockey guys, they're gentlemen.
They just are.
Mm-hmm. And Murph had a good game, and Dahan had a good game, which is really important. I'm looking forward to it.
Aren't you double dipping Sunday, Bears and Hawks?
I am double dipping.
That's a loyal, diehard Chicago sports fan for you.
You seem to panic about the Bears, but you don't panic about the Hawks, so that's good.
I'm going to panic.
Lauren panics more about the Hawks.
I do.
At least she's more emotive about it.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously, going to a game with her is like...
Oh, it's an event.
The screaming, the yelling, the crying, and that's just me sitting next to her.
Within like the first few minutes, Kevin, who was to my right, looked down and saw my fingers like strumming on my leg. He's like, are you already nervous?
It was pretty.
And then you yelled at me because I said something that sounded like a Canadian accent, whatever word I said. I was like, no, I didn't. Did I?
I got so worried about it. I got so nervous that I actually just went to the bar for periods 2 and 3. These kids are out there. I swear to God, and there's going to be a moment where we are going to have to explain. There will be a day where we arrive on the air and we'll have to explain and apologize for something she did at a game.
What? I'm in control of my madness.
I don't know if that's totally true. Because I saw what happened there. She gets so agitated. You're like, I'm telling you, we got to get the seats behind the penalty box so she can be banging on the glass, right, and screaming at the guy.
That'd be fun.
All right. Let's check in now with David Jennings, who is standing by.
No, you don't check in with David Jennings.
No,
you check in with me, sir.
That is correct. I do. Sorry, Lauren.
2 minutes for getting it wrong.
Okay. All right. I'm skating over now.